Hello, I'm Guillermina Gonzalez, Executive Director of the Delaware Arts Alliance, your host for today. And with me, I have Dr. Janice Tomlinson, Director of University Museums at the University of Delaware, and also Emiliano Guerra, Executive Director of the International Council of Delaware. Welcome, both of you, and thanks for having the time for us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
How can I not possibly invite these distinguished individuals just by the mere fact that the Italian exhibition is here in Wilmington, and it's important for us to share such a magnificent news. So you have to give us all the details, where to go, what to do. I know that the University of Delaware is deeply involved in this, but also the Grand Opera House. And so I don't even know where to begin with. So let's go, Emiliano, with you and your magnificent Italian accent that I do love. So let's just go with you and tell us perhaps the details, how everything started.
Thank you for my Italian accent. So I try to
so
speak
sexy.
With
my... Yeah. Oh, Janice and I know that we're not going to say that. Well, we were saying that in public. It is sexy.
Also Janice is sexy. Let's go. All the things started probably three years ago.
Okay.
The first time that I went here in Delaware, I tried to understand if it's possible to do this kind of things, exhibition here in Delaware.
Mm-hmm.
So the first time we speak with the city of Wilmington, we have some arrangement, but the time is not good for this kind of things. So after 2 years, finally we do these beautiful things here in Delaware.
There you go. And it takes, I mean, these kind of things sound like I'm just bringing stuff, but the planning is, you tell me about the planning, Janice, because you're a curator among many other different things, but doing these kind of things require like a lot of planning. Isn't that the case?
It does, but I must say that for me, it's been very easy because I think the Italian side has really handled Emiliano, as well as the Guardia di Finanza have really handled the planning. Mm-hmm. The exhibition was curated by Giuseppina Ghini.
Okay. Professoressa Giuseppina Ghini,
who selected the objects, and she did a wonderful for here us at the University of Delaware. We were very interested. We had seen some objects. We sent her a plan of the gallery. She selected others, and we went back and forth, and others were selected for our venue. And perhaps Emiliano is better to say how it was organized for the Grand, because the objects that we have received at the University Gallery are simply spectacular.
It is, and the origin of the whole thing, I just got this news from, of course, checking of the internet, but the name of the whole story begins by saying that is the treasures and tales of Italy's Guardia di Finanza art recovery team. So there's a story behind this exhibition. It is not just I'm bringing stuff, Italian stuff, which is sexy enough, but in this case there's a story behind. There's something going on. Emiliano, could you please tell us what that means?
So first of all, who is the GDF, the Guardia di Finanza art recovery team? It's an Italian military corp. They works on the finance they control all the finance of Italy, and also the European community. They have inside of this military corp, there is a group. The name of this group is Art Recovery Team.
Okay.
They recovered all over the world all the Italian stolen art.
Which is a lot, by the way.
Sadly
to say.
Yeah.
Okay.
Each year, probably, they recovered something like 1 million pieces all over the world. Small, big one, antiquities, modern art, and that's all.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first part of the...
So it's an effort from the Italian government to recover all the stolen art from Italy.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean...
I know, it's amazing. But
it is so sad. And
yes,
there's a place that has a story, I mean...
You know,
of course not the only place, but certainly Italy when it comes to the sense of belonging that typically Europe provides in many cases. Well, Italy is right there, and knowing that this is this is a stolen and then had to be recovered, it is not nice. But I'm glad that you are here because of that reason. And I thought important to share that this is actually the origin of all that, and then finally came to Delaware by virtue of this coalition of various institutions that include, of course, the University of Delaware and the Grand Opera House. I have to tell you that from the Grand Opera House, by the way, they are extremely excited to have the exhibition in there because, as many of us know, the Grand Opera House is not necessarily a place for these kind of exhibitions. Nevertheless, they were so excited to have this that they opened up the space to have the exhibition. Do you want to talk about that, Emiliano?
This is the other part of the title.
Okay.
We have the stories about this because we do the same things in Italy in the last 10 years with the GDF, with the Guardia di Finanza.
Okay.
And we choose always a no museum. The only museum that we choose in the last 10 years is the University of Delaware Museum. Mm-hmm. Because we want, with the Guardia di Finanza, bring the people in a place is not like a museum. So you can make something new about this piece. If you went to New York, you see a lot of this kind of art that we bring here in Delaware. Mm-hmm. But it's not so simple in a city like Wilmington. We do the same things in Italy, in other city, not right. in Rome, not in Milan or Florence or Venice. Mm-hmm. But it's town that don't have this kind of art. So that the reason why it sounds strange sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And why the Grand Opera House? Because it's beautiful. It's an old building. It's in the center of Wilmington. Mm-hmm. It's a historical part of Wilmington.
Mm-hmm.
And also it's inside the Renaissance or the cultural art.
Yeah, Market Street is certainly the revamped place via the arts in many ways. So it makes complete sense for you guys to be there. Let's talk about the pieces. And Janice, probably you want to speak to that. I was reading about some of the pieces. Would you like to share some of those pieces and perhaps some that has gotten your attention for some reason?
Well, they are all very stunning. So, and Emiliano can correct me if I misspeak. But the exhibition, the pieces that we'll have on exhibition at the University of Delaware are generally from the Italian peninsula from about the 8th century BC to the 2nd century AD. Mm-hmm. So they really represent the Etruscan civilization. They resent the Greek world. There are some pieces from Greece, from Attica, but there are other pieces that represent the Greek world as it was in Italy, in southern Italy mainly. Mm-hmm. And then we have pieces from the Roman civilization.
Mm-hmm.
So historically, culturally, it represents the changing influences of the changing culture in the Italian peninsula for a thousand years.
Right.
I mean, and the thing is, these are beautiful, beautiful pieces. These early ceramics from the 8th century BC that are don't have decoration. The earliest one is from the 8th century, the pot that actually has holes that were created by someone who was drilling to see if there was anything underneath so you could steal it. It's a great shame.
Yeah.
But so the pot itself is more than just this beautiful ceramic olla, but it is also part of the tale of the afterlife. Yes, it was made. It was probably made for the storage of liquids or grains, but then it was underground, and then someone was looking for something, looking for treasures,
and there are
signs of it still in
somebody
that.
Somebody was
that
trying
pot.
To get that beautiful piece.
But there are, and there is another a picture for one. With beautiful decoration. There are decorations from the 7th century BC, a geometric period, to something called more orientalizing with an animal relief.
Mm-hmm.
That is because the influences were coming from Greece and from the Orient and coming into the Italian culture. And then there are, these influences that may have originated in Greek, but then they were made Italian in Apulia or by the Etruscans. And they... a form that, we really, art historians, at least as I was taught, art history, we don't look at it that quickly. We go from Greek to Roman. Mm-hmm. But there is this rich world of the Etruscans really being so beautifully represented.
The cultures together.
It's just
right there, a story
fascinating. And I can't say enough about just the beauty of all of these individual pieces. And I don't think, I look at them and I love ceramics. I love ceramics. I love right. Spanish ceramics. I love contemporary ceramics. I love Bernard Leach. I love ceramics. And so this pottery is something that, you know, modern people who are interested in those things
will
should come to look at.
For.
And it's just
indeed
extremely beautiful.
And I'm
going
to go with Emiliano in a minute, but let me re-engage with the audience to let them know that you're listening to News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV. For the Delaware State of the Arts Radio Show, we have very important guests today, Dr. Janice Tomlinson. She is, we've had her before, but she's making the story short, the director of University Museums at the University of Delaware. But also we have Emiliano Guerra, executive director of the International Council of Delaware, and two of the driving forces for the Italian exhibition to be happening in Wilmington, in Delaware. We are very fortunate to have this level of exhibition, the part of the story, and I'm going to ask Emiliano to share that again, but essentially is stolen art, art that the government of Italy is trying to get back to Italy, but We're very fortunate to have them here in Wilmington, Emiliano.
When we're talking about the stolen art, mm-hmm. we're talking about a very beautiful pieces because the stoler mm-hmm. don't stole bad pieces of pieces that don't have this kind of value.
Right.
So it's very complicated for me in English. Explain what is the best job that the Guardia di Finanza do all over the world mm-hmm. with the Commander Rossi. It's the boss of this kind of unit.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important to understand what is the real value of this kind of pieces. That's the important things that we want to bring to the American people, mm-hmm. because it's not we don't have the only stories about the pieces mm-hmm. where they from, where they made it.
Mm-hmm.
We have the story about the entire life of this kind of pieces.
Mm-hmm.
When they get lost, when we lost these pieces. When bring back, mm-hmm. sometimes happen that we bring back to Italy after mm-hmm. 2 or 3 years they stolen again because it's important things on as important pieces.
Mm-hmm.
We lost the story for I don't know 1,000 years. That's
right.
That's the real value of this kind of exhibition.
Mm-hmm.
Try to tell not only the story about the pieces,
mm-hmm.
but all the stories that the pieces have inside.
Mm-hmm. And that was what Janice was referring to. Pieces of this nature, they bring two components, I would say. One is the beauty of the arrangement, if you will. But by the same token, it brings story or history to life.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that a way of saying, Janice, am I learning a little bit here with you? Isn't that the case in these beautiful pieces?
Well, I think we're all learning, and I've certainly learned quite a bit from Emiliano and from what I've been reading on about the Guardia about exactly that. We were looking at a mosaic that happens to be included in the university exhibition, mm-hmm. and Emiliano was looking at it and pointing out how, you know, the frame was something that was probably applied by the people who had it in their possession illegally.
Mm-hmm. Yes, correct.
And then also how they had moved certain stones to try and reconstruct a piece mm-hmm. of the mosaic. And I'm not going to say what piece. I'll leave it for viewers to come and figure that out
right.
when they come.
But it's not as
delicate as some of the other handling right. in mosaic. So all of these things, yes, I mean, it's not the life that we would have wished for these. We would have wished that these beautiful creations were stayed intact and never
right.
disappeared and lived forever. But they,
probably
you know,
they might not be that interesting.
You know,
if that happens, probably that might not be that interesting. But let's share with the audience maybe when this exhibition is going to take place on both perhaps the Grand Opera House and also the University of Delaware. You've entitled Treasures and Tales, which alludes to what you were saying, not only the beauty of these pieces, but also the story behind. And my understanding is that it runs from October 3rd through December 21st. Is that correct, Emiliano?
Yes, it's correct.
At the Opera House, at the university, our part of the exhibition, unfortunately, will have to close on December 7th. So people are invited, but they will close a little earlier than the Grand. But they can certainly go to the Grand until December 21st.
Just pay attention. Yeah. And there are two components. You can always go to the Grand Opera House, but certainly going to the University of Delaware might have a plus, because Dr. Tomlinson, as she's shy to share at this point, has got more than the exhibition. She's leading the University of Museums, and it's important to share, Jan, is that the university has museums, not only one, but various.
Yes.
You want to, I mean, don't be shy.
Okay. Tell us. Well, certainly Treasures and Tales is the most exciting exhibition perhaps we have on view, but, well, perhaps it's not the most. They're different tastes. We have another exhibition in the side gallery, which is dedicated to World War I, that was curated by graduate students in art history, that has loans from the Winterthur and Delaware Art Museum, and it's really quite fascinating. And we've had a very good response to that. That's on view. And we also have in Mechanical Hall, very for different tastes, but also people should investigate. If they come to see antiquities, they should go to Mechanical Hall and look at contemporary prints that are on loan from the Brandy Wine Workshop, where artists go. Artists who might not work in printmaking go to create works that are then made into prints by master printmakers. And in the Mineralogical Museum, you know, we have on loan these fascinating pieces of silver and copper that have unique formations that are almost like miniature modern sculptures. So there's always something to see.
So the point to make is that if you're going to go to the University of Delaware, part of these Treasures and Tales of Italy, take advantage of the good food that I have to say there's also in East Main Street, so just for you to know.
Absolutely, yes. I'm Italian, if I see
right, and we're
this
gonna
means,
go.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm talking about. In any event, if you're going to go to the University of Delaware to take part of these Treasures and Tales of Italy, take advantage of the time and go to the many options that the university museums offer, and then have a nice dinner, maybe nice dinner, and then walk the dinner so you go to bed as soon as you get back home. Emiliano, in your case, tell me about your connection with this exhibition. What do you normally do that brought you at the end of the day to this epicenter of culture, Wilmington, Delaware, at this time?
Good question. Thank you. Normally, my job is find some place to put this kind of exhibition. So I'm like a peacekeeper, try to keep all the people together.
That's
try to make these things happen in some
there
ways.
You go.
I don't know exactly what you ask me for. Tell me about what is your question. What do you wanna?
What is your position in this entire exhibition? That are you part of the coordinating team that brought the pieces here? Of course, based on the accent, you come from the Italian side.
Sometimes I'm clean all the stuff.
You do whatever it takes.
Yeah. I do all the things that
Emiliano,
I have
with you. I'm so with you on that one. You do whatever it takes.
Emiliano was with us unwrapping pieces, installing pieces, checking condition of pieces. Emiliano made all the the arrangements to have them delivered, to see
so
that
he's
they
the soul
came from
of exhibition.
So he is being
sometimes
extremely
yes.
modest.
So since he's modest, Janice, you tell us what Emiliano is doing, which is pretty much everything.
I coordinate according the major publication on this. They will have a lovely catalog with information not only about the pieces, but about the Guardia di Finanza and their work that people can, that will be available at both exhibitions. He is coordinating with the Guardia di Finanza to make sure everything that is happening here is what they would like to see happen, I think. The commander-in-chief, Massimo Rossi, has visited once to look at things as they are happening, and it was a great pleasure to meet him. And he will be returning.
And believe me, it's falling in love with the University of Delaware.
Yay!
And also with you, obviously.
He will be, you know, and actually, you know, so it's been wonderful for him to to enjoy that. And I know our students are very excited about this.
Rightfully so. Yeah. Good job. Well done. And we're trying to promote something that is a very unique experience for wherever you go. I mean, these kind of experiences and the concept behind the collaboration, everything is in place to have a magnificent exhibition for Wilmington, Delaware. And we shouldn't be selfish in not sharing this with Wilmington happening. Let's refresh people's memories. It's happening in a couple of places. One, of course, is the University of Delaware. And for that, Janice, tell us again, when is that happening for you?
It will open on October 2nd at the University of Delaware, and okay. It will run till December 7th in Old College Gallery.
Fantastic. And when it comes to the Grand Opera House, from October 3rd through December 21st, so this is, what do they need to do to get tickets? Please promote the thing.
The part that is inside the University of Delaware is completely free.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay.
But at the Grand, it will be a more elaborate exhibition with some wonderful things that we can't have at the University of Delaware. And tickets are available. You can, for our information, to go to the Grand website, which is thegrandwilmington.org.
There you
yes,
go.
Correct.
And you can call them. Their phone number, so you know, is 302-652-5577. Don't miss this great opportunity of taking part of this great Italian exhibition. With that, you're not going to believe this, but I have to stop talking because I'm about to run out of time. So I want to thank you both, Emiliano, coming not only from Italy, but to the radio program, and Janice, who is becoming like a regular for this show when we want to be enlightened, not only about Goya, but university museums. From the University of Delaware, I want to thank you both again for your presence today. And just encouraging everybody to take part of the Italian exhibition. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's a great pleasure.